From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Russia's parliament is expected to give final approval this week to a bill that would make it illegal to expose children to information about homosexuality. President Vladimir Putin has said that he'll sign that bill. It's part of a turn toward conservative moral values that the Russian leader has espoused since returning to the presidency last year. Critics say the vaguely worded legislation could be used to ban gay pride marches or virtually any public discussion of same-sex issues. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Moscow.
As the Duma, Russia's lower house of parliament, was discussing the bill, a small group of lesbian, gay, transgender, and bisexual activists gathered outside to protest. As the demonstrators unfurled a rainbow banner and began to hold a kiss-in, they were surrounded by hecklers. As the anti-gay crowd grew and scuffles broke out, police detained the protesters and took them away in buses. Inside the Duma, Yelena Mizulina, the head of the Committee on Families, was celebrating a near-unanimous vote in favor of the bill. Mizulina is a member of President Putin's United Russia Party, who's helped to push through other controversial pieces of legislation, including a ban on American families adopting Russian children. She pointed to a recent poll as evidence that the lawmakers were responding to the public will. Mizulina said that 88% of the people surveyed were in favor of the anti-gay measure. Igor Yesin, a gay rights activist in Moscow, says he believes the polling is slanted.
I don't think that the Russian society is very homophobic, no. It's just because the government wants to exploit us as scapegoats.
Yesin says the government started to step up homophobic rhetoric about 2 years ago in an effort to shore up support among socially conservative voters. Yekaterina Mishina is an associate professor at Russia's Higher School of Economics and a specialist in Russian constitutional law. She says the law would not pass constitutional muster in the first place because it violates the Russian Constitution's ban on discrimination. And secondly,
homosexuality is not a crime anymore under the Russian criminal legislation in force.
How can it be a crime, Mishina says, to disseminate information about something that's not illegal? Some observers don't believe that constitutionality is really the point. This is Dan Healy, a professor of history at Reading University in Britain.
It's a gesture, obviously, rather than something that is going to be enforceable. But then laws are curious things in Russia. They don't function like laws in a rule of law state. So it could become a resource for the government to harass specific organizations or specific visitors from abroad.
The law could potentially be used against visiting performers such as Madonna, who spoke in favor of gay rights during a concert in St. Petersburg last year. Critics say the bill could also be seen as condoning violence against homosexuals. In the past few weeks, there have been two murders that police say were motivated by hatred against the victims, who were identified as gay men. The authors of the legislation have stressed that it's designed to protect children from dangerous influences, but Igor Yesin says the effect could be the opposite.
This law will make the lives of LGBT teenagers very difficult because it will be difficult for them to get proper information about their sexuality.
He says a homophobic environment in Russia already contributes to a high rate of suicide among gay teenagers, a particularly disturbing statistic in Russia, which has a teen suicide rate 3 times higher than the world average. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.